This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, too, and around the world via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and oh yeah, to all those helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, not to forget about the roughnecks working all those oil rigs around the country and around the world. You guys are feeling good today because the price of oil jumped up, and that's a good thing for you. By the way, you can also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning.
Good morning.
Please explain to the audience why the House Democrats are going after the Supreme Court, and they've asked, once again, for documents that they need, the secret grand jury materials from the Mueller investigation, to determine whether or not to impeach President Donald Trump again.
Well, I don't know that I really, I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory here at this point, but they want the material that was redacted or that is still classified.
Yep.
Because they still feel like that there is, and this is Schiff, this is coming from Schiff.
Yep, of course.
That is the material evidence that he keeps touting that he knows that he has seen or that's out there or whatever. Mm-hmm. If they don't do it, then they, you know, they're certainly threatening. So they want they're asking the Supreme Court to rule on this and to give them the documents that they want. Because they, you know, they want to go down that path of another impeachment if the documents warrant that. They don't even necessarily know that they do.
No.
The reason they can't get them is because there are methods and sources that would necessarily be revealed, and there could be some other cases that are being worked on right now, and I would argue that that is part and parcel of what John Durham is doing.
Mm. Now, let's listen to Attorney General Barr for about a minute here, and just words have meaning, right?
Yes.
Let's listen to what he said, because this is kind of specific the way he starts out here.
We live in a very divided country right now, and I think that it is critical that we have an election where the American people are allowed to make a decision, a choice, between President Trump and Vice President Biden based on a robust debate of policy issues. And we cannot allow this process to be hijacked by efforts to drum up criminal investigations of either candidate. And I'm committed that this election will be conducted without this kind of interference. Any effort to pursue an investigation of either candidate has to be approved by me. Now, what happened to the president, and I've said this many times, what happened to the president in the 2016 election and throughout the first 2 years of his administration was abhorrent.
So, we heard what he said about Obama and Biden, but somehow or another, that got turned around into the fact that he was not going to seek any type of criminal investigation or whatnot.
Yeah, it's all wrong. His words were very measured.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he speaks with John Durham for updates mm-hmm. often. And what he knows so far is that there is not enough there to pursue a criminal case
mm-hmm.
against Obama and Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what he has seen so far is not enough to pursue a criminal case.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that they wouldn't necessarily be called. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's not going to, or that Durham has shared everything with him. You know, so it's just kind of like, hold on. Now, here's the other thing. Does anybody out there really believe that there would be a, let's just say that, you know, whatever evidence is there, that there would be a criminal prosecution against a former president?
No.
I mean, okay. So, I mean, we all know that in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what he is saying is, hold on here, because there are others.
Mm-hmm.
There could be Susan Rice, there could be Clapper, there could be Yates, there could be Comey, there could be Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, so just hold on, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, I'm already seeing, see, I told you Barr wasn't the right person either. You know, just listen to the words
yep.
carefully.
Well, we have a lot of hardcore, ultra-right people that are just, they've already tried Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and everybody else that you just mentioned and convicted them in the court on the Internet.
Presidents have exceptional power, okay?
Yep.
And it's important to necessarily understand that, including, I would argue, privilege. So we have to just be patient. We hate it, but we have to be patient.
Hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and an action that the president did based on a suggestion of Mike Pompeo, and also a couple of other things that involve Hillary. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Ruth.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Balance of Nature. Now, you need a little bit more pep in your step, not eating enough of the right kind of foods, not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either. Well, I got a deal for you. Now, for a limited time only, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESERT. Result. That's result. R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751 using the product code RESULT. R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com, and always make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Hello.
So, we come to President Trump and this Linick guy who's been making the rounds, too, on television and whatnot. But the president fires him. Mitt Romney gets all bent out of shape. So the president calls Romney a loser. He says that, hey, listen, I fired this guy because Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asked me.
Yep.
And furthermore, we find out that the Hillary campaign accused this same individual, Mr. Linick, of leaks in 2016. Exactly what was he leaking?
I don't remember what that one was about, but I do know that she complained wildly about it. The comparison is that they didn't fire him back then when Hillary complained, but because Pompeo complained, Trump fired him, which now makes four inspectors general that have been fired.
Mm-hmm.
But what apparently Linick was investigating was the fact that Pompeo was having members of his staff do personal errands for him, including picking up his dry cleaning and, you know, ordering food and walking his dog.
I don't
find... name is Sherman. Mm. Whose name is Sherman, by the way.
Yeah. I don't find any problem with that. You would think that that's a normal way of doing things.
Well, you know, it's really fascinating to necessarily understand the kinds of travels that and the kind of work that Pompeo has had to recently do, kind of cleaning up some messes. One is certainly all things Iran and the comprehensive joint plan of action with the Iran nuclear weapons program.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to deal with the matter of Israel. And then we had to deal with Islamic State. But the most fascinating one is the work that Pompeo and the State Department was having to do to retrieve about 20,000, if not more, Americans that were in various places across the globe during the virus lockdown that requested help to get out of whatever place they were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, strange, peculiar places, in, you know, across the world. So he was having to arrange private flights. He's having to, you know, interactions with other governments that we normally wouldn't have to request those kinds of assistance.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, the work of a Secretary of State, imagine if Hillary Clinton or John Kerry were Secretary of State right about now.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Just imagine that.
Yeah. Well, Kerry'd be out in his sailboat, wouldn't he?
On a bicycle.
All right. Well, let's talk about the president. He absolutely dropped everybody's jaw in the White House yesterday when he came out and said that he'd been taking hydroxychloroquine for about 10 days.
So what?
I know. I'm going to read the headline because I read it to you, but the audience hasn't heard this. There's a headline out there, folks, from Reuters, and here's what it says. Trump says he's taking hydroxychloroquine despite the FDA warning. Now, what is that supposed to make us think?
Even Reuters, whoever the reporter was for Reuters, got it wrong because the FDA has, in fact, approved the drug
right
on an off-label administration,
yep.
Okay, which means they can administer it, and it has been administered, and it's still being administered. As a matter of fact, the country of Turkey is giving it out to their patients for free.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who they're using it as a kind of as an immunity builder.
Mm-hmm.
Spain is doing it. I mean, and so it's kind of like, you know, who cares? But it's been approved. So
yeah.
Shut up.
Now there was a report yesterday from a company called Moderna that reported positive data in the first phase of the coronavirus vaccine trial. That made big-time news, and right away the market shot up on that news, and I don't know where it's at this morning, but it was up 900-some-odd points yesterday.
Yeah, so you know, and this is a good thing. It just means that, you know, the Trump White House has tapped the shoulders of all, of drug manufacturers that says, let's step up this game,
mm-hmm.
Including, you know, I would say at least 100 others. Now, here's the fascinating thing, Barack Obama, because of his little speech, graduation speech that he made.
Don't forget Bill Clinton. He did one, too.
The truth of the matter is we should have had a vaccine that would have necessarily only had a small modification after the Ebola, SARS, and H1N1.
Mm-hmm.
But all that stopped when those outbreaks you know died and went away.
Yep.
Everybody kind of stopped their work.
Yep.
So now what we're trying to do is kind of come up with some kind of a vaccine that addresses the strains, and I say that in a plural sense, of coronavirus.
By the way, Eric just shouted out here in the chat room. He says, President Trump should come out and tell everyone that he eats pizza crust side first. Well, Eric, that's a New York City thing. Don't ask me why, but it's a New York City thing.
The media, they're just getting so tiresome. It's just so tiresome.
I saw a picture of it, though, by the way. You probably saw it, too, right?
What?
Of Trump eating a piece of pizza crust side first.
Well, you know.
I don't care. I saw it all the time in New York, so it doesn't even bother me. But anyway, how about the Flynn case? Now, let's go there, because this judge friend of the current judge that's sitting on there. And by the way, about 25 attorney generals from GOP states have filed or some sort of...
15?
Okay, but they filed a notice or a letter or something like that.
On the fifth brief.
Okay, to have this judge either removed or to have him make a decision or something of that nature. You explain the rest.
Well, what they've done is they filed an amicus brief arguing that Sullivan should immediately grant the DOJ's motion to dismiss the Flynn case without accepting other amicus briefs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's a gesture because, rightly so. I mean, they get to weigh in.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Sullivan has advanced this thing in a big, huge way, especially with this now former federal prosecutor, John Gleason,
mm-hmm.
who, by the way, has filed to give oral arguments as well as an amicus brief. So, it's already, the cake is already baked on this one.
Now, there's a few people that got bent out of shape when they heard that Senator Marco Rubio, our senator here from Florida, the senior senator from Florida, came out and was named the acting Intel committee chairman, and I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either. I mean, if you really look at the work that Rubio has done on the intelligence side, it's really very good work that he has done. He's
right.
He's really quite exceptional at this.
Yep.
And I would much rather have him there than Burr. So it doesn't bother me.
Well, I'm right there with you. Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. In the meantime, stay high and dry up on the mountaintop up there. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Coming right back with another military news segment. Got to tell you about the Navy and the Marine Corps and the Coast Guard and some veteran stuff. Got lots of stuff to talk about when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. The World Health Organization vowed to calls from most of its members to launch an independent probe into how it managed the international response to the coronavirus, which has been clouded by finger-pointing between the United States and China over a pandemic that killed over 300,000 people and leveled the global economy. The comprehensive evaluation, sought by a coalition of African, European, and other countries, is intended to review lessons learned from WHO's coordination of the global response to COVID-19, but would stop short of looking into contentious issues such as the origins of the new coronavirus. U.S. President Donald Trump has claimed he has proof suggesting the coronavirus originated in a lab in China, while the scientific community has insisted all evidence to date shows the virus jumped into humans from animals. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. We'll tell you all about them in just a second here. But in the meantime, if you're looking for a career where you can make as much money as is humanly possible because of the demand for aviation maintenance techs right now, then listen up to this, because this is going to tell you what you want to know.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, right now, the National Aviation Academy is open again as normal, and their classes are starting like right now, today, as a matter of fact. So all you need to do is check them out online, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses. Now, they have one campus that is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, which is down here in Tampa Bay. Now, let me tell you something. If you are having problems where you're at, and maybe you've been laid off, maybe you've been furloughed, this is a great time to check out a new career path with a starting salary of at least $60,000 a year or more based on the latest numbers for the aviation maintenance techs that are out there. Now, you can make a lot more money than that. But this is a career path that will give you a solid career because aviation maintenance techs are needed all around the world. Now, I said that for a reason. If you decide to work and you want to go overseas, you're going to make a lot more money. It's just that simple. So check them out online, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, our mysterious space plane came in, had a little service done to it, came down from its orbit up there in outer space, and took off again, and it rocketed back into orbit around the space with another load of science experiments. Now, this is a top-secret plane. Nobody knows what it does or what it's supposed to do. It kind of looks like, when you look at the plane, it kind of looks like the space shuttle. Remember that? Kind of looks like that. But the fact of the matter is, this is all part of the ongoing effort to see about outer space and whatnot. Now, the suicide bomber in a stolen military Humvee targeted a base in eastern Afghanistan belonging to the country's intelligence service yesterday, killing at least 9 members of the force. Now, we are told that this was a Taliban attack. Remember, the Taliban are the ones that are supposed to be keeping the peace right now and keeping her people in line. Well, didn't sound like you did a good job there, now did it? But the thing of it is that we have a situation in Afghanistan, same thing in Iraq, by the way, where the Afghani military has to stand up. We're not going to be there and fight their battles for them. Yeah, we'll train their troops. Yeah, we'll be there as a backup, but backup means just that, backup. But we're not going to get out and take the front line on this. Afghanistan has to stand up for themselves, as does Iraq. And Iraq is doing a much better job. By the way, Iraq, the government of Iraq, is going to have to take on the Iranian Revolutionary Guard forces that are there, and all the proxies that are in Iraq are going to have to take them on if they want to establish their country. Because otherwise, that country is going to be a puppet for Iran, period. By the way, after the FBI classified ransomware threats to publish stolen data relating to President Trump as terrorism, the Reveal cybercrime gang has pushed back by publishing the first batch of emails, again, trying to make it look like something that it's not. Little tit-for-tat stuff going on. But it is what it is. And it's not going to go anywhere. Now, we had an aircraft crash at England Air Force Base. It was an F-22 Raptor. And the pilot is safe and in stable condition after he ejected. He was flying the base's test and training range. Of course, the F-22s in England aren't that far away from where I'm sitting right now. And you'll hear them flying over the Gulf every now and then when they come racing by. All you hear is, shoom, like that, and they're gone. You don't even know they're there. And then all of a sudden, away they go. And that happens quite a bit if you're near the water. In addition, the Air Force said that Lieutenant General Kenneth Wilsbach has been nominated to receive his 4th star and will be the next commander of the Pacific Air Forces. Well, we'll see how all that plays out. And Colorado Springs temporarily for at least 6 years, is going to be the headquarters of the U.S. Space Command. But again, as I told you, the Space Command is actually looking for a permanent home in another city other than Colorado Springs. We'll see who gets the call and who doesn't. By the way, the ACV is going to be getting the Stryker, according to Marine Corps, with a variant of a 30-millimeter cannon on it. An updated version of the Corps' new amphibious combat vehicle will be armed with a lighter version of the Army's Stryker 30-millimeter cannon, according to the Marine Corps Systems Command. And we'll see how all that plays out. In addition, it was the Space Force that actually launched that aircraft I just told you about, the X-37B space plane. So the Space Force is running that aircraft right now. And finally, the Space Force is asking local leaders across the country to nominate themselves to host the headquarters of the U.S. Space Command. I just mentioned that, but this is a little different thing. They're asking the governors in the states to pick a city if they want to house the Space Command. All right, let me go to the phone. Good morning, Eric. How are you doing? Are you there, Eric? Good morning, Eric. Hello, Eric in Seminole. All right, I don't know what's going on, but he was right there, and then he disappeared again. But that's okay. Call back, Eric, if you care to. We got a minute or so, or a couple minutes here. Well, actually, got a minute now. But anyway, let's not forget that in the grand scheme of things, the military is basically doing one hell of a job with all the troops that are on the ground here in the United States. Okay, let's try this again. Good morning, Eric. Is that you?
Hey, what's going on, sir? I think the line went dead. Time or two. Hey, real quick. I know I don't have a lot of time. Real quick. Thanks for taking my call. This is a rhetorical question of sorts. What are we still doing in Afghanistan and even Iraq? I have, and I know I'm not the only one, I know several men who are no longer walking the earth after 20-plus years of being downrange. Okay, we've been in there. We've been downrange in Afghanistan since October of 2001 with non-official cover black operators.
Do you know how many times my son served in either Afghanistan or Iraq?
I do not know that.
Seven.
Okay, seven tours. Seven tours, so he's probably pushing 9 to 13 months, depending on how the rotation is going.
Yep.
And he's at, he's at the O level, respectfully good to go.
Yep.
So my I guess it's a rhetorical question. We got numerous intel agencies, numerous reports, and even the latest of an FBI accidentally releasing the name of Saudi officials during the 9/11 issues. And now, respectfully, I understand I can see the geopolitical angle of funding and supporting Saudi Arabia from the Yemeni civil uprising and supported by the Iranians and stuff.
Yep.
But you asked a serious question, and people might have got it in passing, but you asked a serious question. Why aren't they standing up for themselves? If someone's not willing to fight for them, yes, it is our duty as in my opinion, as American patriots to support, the liberty and freedom of people abroad and free the oppressed. But the oppressed, they've been funded to the tune of trillions to stand up for themselves. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Thanks for taking my call, sir. Simplify.
All right, very good. Tell your boys I said hello. All right, that's Eric in Seminole. He's the proud dad of a couple of Marine Corps sons, and that's quite an accomplishment. They're good boys. I've met them both, by the way. Alrighty, we're coming right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. That's our buddy Donna Fiducia, who is listening right now with her husband Don up there in Carrollton, Georgia on AM 1330 WLBB, our affiliate there. Now, they run the Double D Horse Ranch. They got a bunch of horses there. And oh, by the way, I also want to say hello to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Just down the road a tad bit, a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning tonight. Now, this portion of the program also brought to you by our friends at funwellbaby.com. That's fun, FUNWellBaby.com. For a limited time, you get 50% off whatever you can find at their catalog site, FUNWellBaby.com. 50% off for my listeners with the product code MATT, M-E-T-T, 50. That's MATT, 50. And they got all kinds of things there. So you grandpas and you grandmas and you mom and dads, go over there, take a look and see what they've got. FUNWellBaby.com, 50% off. Use the product code MATT, M-A-T-T, 50. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Morning.
It's a great day in the neighborhood, and we've got some good news. I would call it good news. Anytime you don't have to spend money you don't have. The senior economic advisor, Mr. Hassett, Kevin Hassett, has said it's possible the U.S. won't need another virus relief package.
Listen, I've said this before. If there's going to be another virus relief package, I believe it needs to be geared toward basically helping out entrepreneurs and trying to get capital in people's hands maybe a little bit easier through the SBA and starting new businesses, because there's going to be so many that are just not going to open up, and trying to help bring back those animal spirits. Just handing out checks again, it just doesn't make any sense to me. In the first round, didn't make any sense to me. The people who were unemployed, you get your federal unemployment at $2,400 a month plus your state unemployment. I understand they wanted to stimulate the economy a little bit because people were scared, but to send out another round of checks is just stupid.
Yeah. Now, speaking of sending out another round of checks, how about sending out another round of, welcome, we're open for business, come on down, because California, Texas, and New York are ready to permit pro sports teams to play without fans. But in the meantime, guess what's going on in Florida today?
We got starting today.
The Miami Marlins baseball team is going back to their spring training complex today. The whole team, Lock, Stock, and Kitty Hawk, to get ramped up for the baseball season.
That's great. I would assume that other teams down there would probably start doing that as well.
You bet.
That's great news, yeah.
Yep. So that's what's going on, okay? So things are starting to move along. And by the way, the Rockets owner, who I don't know his name, but I got a picture of him here, he said the NBA may resume in a few weeks. They're trying to negotiate with their folks about the pay again.
I mean, I think that a lot of Americans would like to see that. I think it would make people obviously bring a little bit of a morale boost to the country. I don't know. I probably obviously not going to have any fans at any of these games because, you know, there's nowhere that they're going to touch that yet.
Not for a while.
Yeah, I'm still kind of hoping for the fall. We've got to get the stadiums opened up for both college and pro football. That's big.
Well, I believe the fall is what everybody's shooting for when it comes to that. Although July 4th, I've been hearing that they're talking about having the regular thing that they have on the in Washington, D.C., there by the Washington Monument, the fireworks and all that. I've been told they're going to planning on having that. They'll probably have social distancing, but they'll have all the people there too. So we'll see how that works out. Now, the other thing is I know you don't own a Toyota, but for all those people that are thinking about buying a new car, listen to what Toyota did. They're going hybrid only on all their new vehicles, despite what's going on at the price of the pump right now, which, by the way, that price is going to go up a little.
Is it all, like, they're including their trucks?
All is going hybrid only.
Wow. That's pretty interesting. But, listen, if they make it an efficient hybrid car with enough power and everything like that, you know, again, but obviously they're obviously feel that there's a demand for that. You know, each car company is going to be a little bit different. Even, you know, some of the other car manufacturers are starting to roll out. They're like almost like hybrid electric and combustion engine automobiles, which to some degree seems like it's going to, you know, make sense because, you know, certain people might need to travel farther and they don't want to be stuck in an electric car that you can't find a place to charge it, which you know, would be something that would scare me out of ever owning an electric car. But, you know, that's the direction people are heading. They are saying that, you know, that the pollution levels are down because people aren't driving as much. So, you know, maybe there's a little bit of, you know, something to that. But, again, it's going to be very difficult to compete with oil prices so low.
Boy, that's a perfect segue for where I'm going right now. You talk about people aren't driving as much. How about this one? Record sales now being made in the sale of bicycles as Americans are eager to get moving. Bicycle shops, their sales are up 300%.
Yeah, people looking for another way out of the house, I guess. You know, something to do, kind of maybe, you know, refreshing something they used to do when they were years ago that they hadn't done in a long time. So I get that. I understand it.
All right, let me take a caller here. I think I know who this is. Is this Sean?
Yeah, hi. I have a question for Chris.
Go ahead.
See, Chris, on Fox News, I don't know if you even pay attention to them, but they keep, Neil Cavuto, keeps prompting this Mark Cuban as some big guru when I remember specifically the day of the election, him sitting there on Neil Cavuto's show trying to scare the hell out of everybody not to vote for Trump, saying that he's going to tank the economy and that him personally he's selling all his stocks because the stock market is going to crash if Trump gets elected. Yet all they do is promote everything this guy says all the time as, you know, the word of God on what to do about the virus, the money, the future, et cetera. I'm wondering what your opinion is on that.
Okay, thanks. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
I don't pay attention to a lot of these celebrity capitalists. I don't, because I know exactly what's going on. I know exactly how Mark Cuban made all of his money originally, and it was basically a dot-com scam. That's how he started his company, this radio.com. The company didn't even really have any prospects, that he ended up tricking Yahoo into buying. So no, I don't listen to these people. I mean, he's got the show that he goes on there, Shark Tank, and he's a bit of a celebrity out there. And listen, if I could explain to you how some of these networks do their bookings, I'd be a pretty smart guy, but I don't get how they do it.
By the way, the NFL is opening their training camps today. No more than 75 players can report, and the coaches have to be inside while the players are outside.
That's, I mean, okay. I mean, sometimes you ever notice that right now is we live in the land of arbitrary rules.
Yeah, I know.
They just come up with stuff just because they have to come up with stuff.
Well, look at what happened in Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just
they were going to open Oregon with that first judge that made the ruling yesterday, and then last night the Supreme Court in Oregon said, "Oh no, you can't do that." So now they're still back to the shutdown.
Well, yeah, again, there's people are going to start deciding to move. That's just the way it's going to be. I mean, you want to live in a tyrannical state, you know, that's up to you.
Now, JCPenney is a company that used to be in every shopping mall and strip mall in the country. The big ones, you'd find a JCPenney. They're filing for bankruptcy, and their plan now includes closing 29% of the stores.
I think that that's just a start, and I don't see JCPenney, you know, surviving the next several years. They have some real estate in their portfolio, and basically what happens in bankruptcies, retail bankruptcies, it's they basically wind them down where all the executives and the bigwigs and the bankruptcy attorneys make a fortune sucking the life out of them as they go out of business. It is what it is. It's a shame, but that's just the way it goes. You know, retail is changing, and certain companies we knew that were going to be weak before the coronavirus are now that much weaker. And the trend is going to continue.
Now, the other thing is we had this vaccine report yesterday about a company that was working on a vaccine that was having very good preliminary reports, and the market just went up by like 900 points. It was up higher than that at one time. And I'm just going to take a quick look here. NASDAQ futures are barely up today. Standard & Poor's down a little bit, and Dow futures are down a little bit, so it's too early to tell what the market's going to do. But still, yesterday the market really rallied on that news.
Yeah, it was all over the place last night. The futures have been up, down, all over. Yeah, it's tough to tell off a big update like it had yesterday. And it had to deal with the Moderna vaccine.
Right.
Shows that the building up nice antibodies in people. So that's a good sign. And we can hope we're going to have more of that news, that type of news coming forward.
All righty. Well, have yourself a great day. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow. So enjoy some of that great weather up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and he lives on Long Island. So he's having a good time up there. And good morning to Brooke. And good morning to Dan, the Navy man. Good morning to Steve over in Thailand. Good morning to Phil down there in Bradenton. Good morning to Penny in Clearwater. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.